still, right?
Yeah.
How you like it? How
it's amazing.
Like
it? And as you get older, too,
yeah.
It's even better.
Yeah.
Because now you're even more set in your ways. And you're not putting up with any bullshit. You might have put up with it 10, 15, 20 years ago. Yeah. All right, you know, not anymore. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. You know, I'm so good.
You know, some chick, you know, you want to go kayak? Nah. Go yourself. Have fun. If you drown, I'll get contact with your family. 20 years ago, I'd be, let me fucking tie one to the roof and go fucking kayak. Yeah, I'm good now.
It's fucking great because I was talking to somebody I know, and I was telling them, you know, I was telling them what happened in my last relationship and just obviously my version of it. But it was just saying, you know what? I just think that after everything you've gone through and everything you've experienced, I don't see you being with somebody ever again. And I was like, well, I mean, I think I could be with somebody. I have no problem being in a relationship and a commitment, but it's not the difference in... I'm just laughing at that clip because I think it's so true. I'm good. Like I'm good, and I'm not... The power of the intimacy and what drives men to do the crazy things that they do for a woman is based on this urge to reproduce, to have sex, to have intimacy. Like that's the thing that women don't, biologically, they just can't understand that, because I mean, the things that guys do for pussy, the lengths that they go to lie, to, you know, to kill, to wars haven't started for women. I mean, it's just on and on. Like the power of the P, I've called that before, the power of the P. It's so powerful. But then as you get older and you go through experiences that, like myself, like that don't work out or pan out the way you envisioned them or thought they would, and you're saying to yourself, why am I going to go back into that mosh pit when there's just so many negatives to it, whereas right now it's an upside. Like there's ups and downs to it. Like I was listening to these two psychologists, a psychologist and a doctor, talking about the evils of masturbation. I'm like, well, they're basically saying, hey, you're wiring yourself. If you're doing it, you're wiring yourself. So you need to go out there and chase. You need to go out there and get some real action and take women on dates and spend money on them. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know. In this day and age, I don't think that's a smart move to do it from the get-go. That's just me. And I'm not a guy that is against spending money on a woman or spending money on a relationship, because as guys, we all know that relationships are expensive. There's no women, I'm sorry, but you have to understand that relationships are expensive to the men. They are. And you may say, well, I'm not really that. I'm like, yeah, if you made the money, just think of it like this. If you made the money in the relationship, most money in the relationship, and then there was an expectation of you having to provide the entertainment, of you having to provide the stability, like, yeah, it's going to cost you money. And there's women out there that do it already. But typically speaking, it's always the guy. So I was laughing at that as well. I was like, okay, why am I fucking listening to this? Like, what? Because I was just trying to see what they were going to say. But they're just saying, hey, stop jerking off, go out on date and meet women, because that's what you were wired to do. I'm like, I don't know if I want to go out there, because I think, you know, like the person I was talking to knows me enough to know that I'm a person that, especially when we get to this age, like right now I'm 45. So when you get into this age, when you're already established in your career, when you already have a routine, when you're already set in your ways, they're like the draw of being with a woman isn't as high. Because guess what? I already been married. Guess what? I already have a kid. I already experienced that. So the motivation is not there like it is for a woman. Like I think for a woman, the self-worth equals marital status. I think the concept of the notion of women that I always talk to seem from all walks of life, there is a fundamental fear of dying alone, because that makes you feel like you're not wanted and you're not loved. And I think because of that root, then I think women operate from that perspective. That's why women usually if they're in a bad relationship and things are falling apart, they usually have a plan B lined up. They usually do. Or they have somebody in the friend zone that they're willing to knock on their door to say, hey, let's give this a shot. Because women, generally speaking, I feel, are not accustomed to being alone, are not accustomed to just living a life without a partner. And I understand that, but men don't think that way. There's some men that do need company. There's some men that, and I think people do value company, but I will say that men, as they get older, don't want to deal with the bullshit. Like, like for example, for me, I'm not a big dresser for Halloween. I don't like getting dressed up for Halloween. Never have. I remember growing up, we'd throw eggs at people who got dressed up. You got fucking thrown eggs at, okay? And that's the shit that stuck with me, where I don't really get off on dressing up, unless it's in a suit and tie, unless it's in a tuxedo. That's it. You know, I'm not going to dress up as a fucking character, you know, and do all that. I just don't get an excitement out of that. I don't. So, you know, I'm set my way. So if a lady's like, oh, come on, do this. Or if she wants to take, like, you know, a Christmas card and send it to everybody, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm good. Like, I'm good. But those are things that women, like, I feel women, especially with social media, they're in this subconscious competition with somebody else. See, like, when I see my friends and their relationships, I'm happy for them. Like, there isn't anything that I say, wow, I'm jealous of my buddy because he's in a relationship, or he's with his family, or he's married, whatever the label is of being with somebody. Like, that's good for him, whatever works for him. You know, like, I don't get caught up in the, man, everyone's taken but me. What's wrong with me? And I don't want to be this way forever. You know, I don't go down that road. Like, I was, you know, like, what I do with online dating now, it's very funny. Most women, they don't engage. They basically want you to do all the questioning and ask questions. And they're wanting you to push the pace. And I'm the kind of person that, just like if I was at a bar, I don't look for the girl to conquer. Like, I look for the girl that makes eye contact with me, that smiles to me, that when I talk to her, she talks back to me and engages with me and gives me, like, you could tell that she's just telling me stuff because she's comfortable or she has an attraction to me. And then we'll, you know, I'll make her laugh and stuff like that. But when you're these women, and then there's the other women that you talk to that, you know, it's a wall. You know that no matter, you better say something incredible that they've never heard before, because you're just going through a dead end. And I usually have like a 20 minute rule. Like, if I see somebody make eye contact and we're conversating and they're not wanting to engage and they're just kind of giving me the Twitter answers, like, yeah, okay, right. Or they just repeat the questions like you as a parrot, I'm out. I'm out of here. So the same thing I do with online dating. When I see somebody that, and the few times, and the funny thing about it is that I get less and less and less responses as time is going on. Like, my value has gone down. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I should be scared. But it's a very comfortable feeling to be in the space I'm in, because it's not that I'm against being with somebody. It's that, unfortunately, people, they think they want you to play a role that you're not accustomed to playing. I feel, anyway, in dating with women, anyway, it's like women, they have a picture of what they want you to be. They want to go to the walk through the, they're just bored. Like, they, and the problem with women is, like, they don't go out and do things by themselves. You know, like, I'm okay with doing things by myself, which makes me a huge anomaly. If I want to go to the beach, I'll go to the beach by myself. I'll go to the bar by myself. I'll go to the movies by myself. I'm so accustomed to doing things by myself. I go travel by myself. So the whole notion of me not experiencing life because there's somebody there with me and I'm worried about what people think of me as a lonely guy showing up, I don't prescribe to that. That's just not something that bothers me. But for a lot of people, it does. Like, for a lot of people, it bothers them that when they go to an event and there's nobody there with them, it's like, okay, why, you know, and they just start questioning themselves. It's a very fascinating thing how women, I feel, put the pressure on themselves to compete with other women. Like, the competition is something that's deeply rooted in them. Whereas with guys, we compete, but not in the game of life. Like, there's some guys that do get off on talking about how much better they are in life with other people. I usually end up trolling them. Like, when I have guys or acquaintances I know that start talking that way, or we start busting balls and they'll say, hey, I make more money than you. I'm like, oh, you're pulling that card, huh? You're pulling that I'm better than you card, huh? Okay. Because of money? Okay, you sound like Kanye. All right, cool. And they quickly realize, like, man, you know, why am I going there? I just let my ego get in the way. It's like, yeah. Because we don't get down like that. Like, I don't care. What you do, what you do. And I think most guys are built that way. And that's the cool thing about being a guy, is that I don't have to worry about friends or anybody giving me a hard time about it. It's like, okay, well, don't you like pussy? I'm like, yeah, I like pussy, but I'm not gonna get pussy at the expense of my peace and tranquility. You know, I've tried that more than once. It just doesn't work. Like, it's there just seems to be an expectation that I never meet, and I understand that. I don't know what it is, but I convey who I am as a person, what I like to do, what I don't like to do. And my formula is very simple. It's not that, just like in that example of the clip there in the beginning, it's, I don't care if you want to go kayaking, just don't take me along with you. I don't do kayaking. You know, it's like, yeah, I may do it once in a while, but don't expect me to go every weekend because you love kayaking that I'm going to do it. It's like me expecting you to play video games. Oh, yeah, you want to play Call of Duty with me all this weekend? Come on. No, they're not, you know, that's not, for me, that's not something that at the end of the day is conducive to my happiness and how I want to be. You know, I ideally, if I was to say the prototype, which is very unique, I just need a woman that is very independent, loves her routine, loves the thing that she has going on, whether it's taking care of her kids, whether it's her career, and she's totally inundated with that. And she's just looking for somebody to hang out with when schedules allow. She likes going out and doing things with her friends. She has people. She has family. Like, she just keeps busy, but also wants to have some date time. You know, but it's not the dominant thing. And usually those women have been married once, or at least, you know, I would say two times. And they kind of get it. But it's a very hard thing for women to understand that concept of, like, dude, I'm fine being a homebody. I'm fine not having to do something every fucking weekend because I'm fucking free. Okay, well, let's go to this event. Let's go to this event. Like, I'm not a social butterfly like that. Like, I don't get off on that, because a lot of crowds, what I sense when I go out is that people are worried about being judged. Like, people or they're out there judging other people. So I don't prescribe to that enjoyment, if that makes any sense. I just like good energy, people having a good time. Like, that's why I always have fond memories of Colombia, because when I was there, I didn't feel people were judging. It was like, hey, man, you have a good time. This person is German, doesn't know how to fucking dance. He's having a good time. Like, there was no pretentiousness on it. Like, people were dancing, people were having a good time. No one was, I just didn't feel that energy of when you kind of are here in the States of, yeah, like, I got to look a certain way. I got to dress. I got to walk a certain way. I can't. I gotta play a part. And it's a lot of, I feel it's not authentic energy. It's just people. Now, the people that get drunk, don't get me wrong, they let loose and have a good time. But those people usually end up carried out by their friends, and then they have to call it a night. Right? So I understand the desire to just get out of the house and do things, but that's just not who I am. And I'm not set in a way. Like, it's very weird with me, because I go in extremes. So I'll have periods where I stay home, but then next thing you know, I'll go traveling somewhere. I go to events, but, you know, but the whole thing of me going out to the bar locally and having drinks and shooting shit with people, like, that's not something I enjoy doing on a week to week basis. I'll do it from time to time. I enjoy it from time to time. Absolutely. But it's not something that is necessary for me to be happy. Like, I was talking to this lady that she's married in a polyamorous relationship, and she just tells me how life is hell at work because, you know, she is basically excluded, like, from socializing and talking to people. And she needs to be out there and doing things all the time and just feeling that energy of people. And I'm like, I get it. That's not what I need. I'm the opposite. Like, I need to charge my batteries when I'm out there dealing with people, because it's like I just sense the pretentiousness of it. Like, it's very hard at this stage to truly trust people for who they are or if they have good intentions. I think that's what it is for me at the core. It's like, you know, I don't really trust that people. It takes me time to get to know somebody and really feel that they're a genuine person and they're fun to hang out with. It's a very hard one. But like I said, for me and my spectrum, it's like a lot of my friends already in relationships are taken. So it's an awkward thing to be the third wheel. It's an awkward thing to be like the anomaly that's not in a relationship. And the girls are looking at me weird, like, okay, there's something wrong with this guy because he's not with a girl. What's wrong with this guy? And it's like, I don't know. I just don't have a need for it. It's not something, I'm just not going to be with anybody just to be with anybody, because it starts becoming a job. And when a relationship starts becoming a job and it's becoming a lot of work, it takes a lot of the fun out of it for me. And I don't want any pressure. I don't want any expectations. But unfortunately for women, they want the strings attached. They want to be wined and dined. Why? Because I'm competing against 50 other guys that are selling them that dream. And I'm going to give them that dream for about 6 months to a year. And then they're going to come back down to earth. That's the way guys are, because they're going to give you what you need in order to gain access to your pussy and to have sex and to get it often. They know it's like, hey, if you like horses, we got to go to the farm. We got to go and fucking go to the, you know, be around horses all the fucking time. But I know I'm going to get some head. I know I'm going to fuck. I know she's going to take care of me. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And I'm just, like I said, I'm good. I'm fucking good.
20 years ago, I'd be, yeah, let me fucking tie one to the roof and go fucking kayak. Yeah, I'm good now. My testosterone's under 400. I'm not putting up with your bullshit anymore. I'm good. Go paint the garage yourself. I'll give you pussy if you go paint the garage. Nah, I'm good.